Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, Jameer. I was checking my credit card statement, and there is a charge on here that I do not recognize. The
I can assist you. I just need your zip code, please, ma'am.
my zip code is 24174.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Anna Ball.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did find an account with matching that name. May you verify the address that's on this account, ma'am?
1631 Jordantown Road, Thaxton, Virginia.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm looking here and I see that on the 22nd of December last year, you ordered a neck massager. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that
Okay.
is correct.
So whatever campaign you ordered that from, it looks like they enrolled you into a gadget store. And with their membership, you get a $125 gift card that rolls over each month.
Well, I didn't apply for that.
Yes, ma'am. Wherever you ordered that neck massager from, whenever you put in your credit card information, at the bottom of that page, it has their terms and conditions, and that's where they one got your information from to enroll you in this gadget store, and but it
Well, you
was
know that
stated,
number,
ma'am.
the number on that order is the same as the number I just called you. They're both identical.
Yes, ma'am. We just do the. We're a third-party call center who serves different online sale campaigns.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I'll just cancel my card and get another one issued because I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to do
I
this
mean, I can
chase
get it.
around.
I can get it canceled for you, ma'am.
Well, I want the 49. Yes, I do want that canceled.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second here while I get everything documented and get that account canceled for you.
Sure. Okay, he said he's going to cancel that, but we go ahead and do my, and it is, it's what you're talking about, where they at the bottom, when you don't, if you don't check it, then they enroll you in something else. So we can do it. I'll just issue me another card then. And hold on just a second, though. I'm going to make sure he says he's going to cancel it, and I'll get a confirmation number and stuff. Okay? Thank you. Hold on.
I'm sorry for the wait, ma'am. I'm sorry
Yes,
for the wait, ma'am. I'm getting everything documented still. One second, I'll be right back with that confirmation number.
Okay, thank you. Oh, this is not an experience. Several years ago, I had my.
I want to tell you that this is the first, been one of the rare, sort of rare, let's say the first time, rarer where the phone number that was on the transaction was a valid phone number.
Exactly. I know what you mean.
Okay.
Well, he's checking that out, so he'll just hold on. I'll get the information.
Okay, ma'am. I got the account canceled for you. Would you like the confirmation number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me know when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay, it is 25. Well, my I apologize. It is C as in Charlie. 258-602-473.
C-258-602-473. Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. And that will be a credit of $49.97 back on my card.
Well, with the credit, since they did state this in their terms and conditions, I will not be able to issue a refund because when you signed up for it and put your information in, that was you acknowledging that you read the terms and conditions and you knew what you were getting into.
In other words, okay, we'll just have to do a fraud case then on it. Okay.
Was that all right. I can help you with today, ma'am?
Well, what's the confirmation number regarding then?
Ma'am?
The number that you gave me
mm-hmm.
is that confirmation number.
That was from me canceling your account, ma'am.
Okay. Canceling the account.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, ma'am. You do the same.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.